This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/cag.
I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty, yeah. Hacking, stupid, what's happening? Bitch, what's happening? Bitch, I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty, hacking, stupid, what's happening? Bitch, what's happening?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CagCast episode number 636. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's also looking for a $100 million podcasting deal, Wombat.
I am. That is a fact.
What did you think when you first heard about that Joe Rogan news?
I mean,
did you do the math and said, okay, if we have like one...
It's not even 100. That. It's like, would I be willing to spout out nonsense if it was to get $100 million?
I thought you were just worried about going exclusive to one platform.
Would you be willing to do that?
Just go exclusive?
Sure, I could go exclusive.
Okay, would you be willing to go exclusive, spout nonsense, and exercise a lot and look like Joe Rogan?
I mean, whatever.
Wait, that
sure,
didn't sound
for
100, like that wasn't a yes.
For $100 million, yes, I would do that. Yes, I would do all of those things for $100 million.
All right.
Happily.
Fine.
Happily.
I don't think anyone's knocking, though.
No, that's where I get lost.
Don't you have Spotify's phone number?
I have a contact. Should I email him after this?
Yeah. How about like the Wombat Show, exclusive on Spotify?
Heard about your Joe Rogan deal. Have you considered
something on 1/5,000th of the scale?
Mm-hmm. 1/1,000,000th of the scale, same price. What do you think?
I think the numbers could work out, Wombat. How's everybody doing? Yeah. Everybody holding up okay?
We're trying. How's school going?
School. I don't even know. Every week I have to make up new rules because Ty figures out a way to not do the work. Or I think he's just forget. I don't know if he's like just forgets. He's just not. I get it. Like I wouldn't be that engaged either if I was 12 and sitting at home and just on my own to do all the work all day without anybody supervising me.
Oh yeah, no, it's Sabrina's like forget it. She doesn't want to do anything. It's pulling teeth. She doesn't care what you take away from her. She's like, I don't care. So I'm just not going to do it.
Wow.
I don't need anything.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's no fun at all.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one. That's
good times.
That's easier for Ship in that regard. You don't have to deal with that. You just have to entertain the little ones.
Yeah, she has homework, but I mean, she's still pretty good about doing it if we just sit down and say, here, do this. Write this letter this many times.
Right.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Ty's aware of the vast amount of video games that are just slightly out of reach at any given moment. And I think it's tough. You know.
Oh, Emmeline plays Animal Crossing 9 hours a day. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay.
You should see what my island looks like. Because Sabrina does. It's like she'll get her work done, but then she'll stay up till 1 a.m. playing Animal Crossing. And she has like one of every insect, but she has them all in cases on the island.
Uh-huh. We have that.
I don't understand any of it. Well, it's like, well, they're there because someone comes and buys them. And
that's the reason.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever you say. Our museum is full.
Okay. So we have 3 Switches now because Gretchen has one as well. And so Emmeline just rotates between the Switches every day of like, oh, I'm going to play this one for 2 hours and the battery's starting to get low or whatever. Or she's done what she needed on that island.
Let me wreck this other island.
Yeah, she'll send stuff to herself on a different island and go get that and then switch out characters and have 2 Switches going at the same time where she's visiting herself. It's a pretty good system.
So it sounds like she's playing 18 hours a day, at least. She's got like two switches going.
Yeah, I guess if you double up, if you double up the hours as you're playing them.
She's figured out a way to play more hours than she's awake.
Meanwhile, like, this has never happened to me before, but it happened the first time this week. I had a save file on Xbox go corrupt because all those saves are like up in the cloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like, as far as I know, there's nothing you can do about it if something goes wrong.
Right. And, you can't roll back.
Right. It's just like, oh, we can't find your save file. Oh, we created a new save file for you. And which is it's amazing. Like, nothing has gone wrong with any of my saves up to this point. My freaking Monster Jam save got corrupted. And that game, like, I had played that game so much because it takes like the in-game currency. It takes forever. Like, you have to play through the game, like, basically three race circuits to unlock one truck, like three times through a game, like, to get a truck.
I'm glad that you're being tortured for playing Monster Jam. You're being tortured. Yeah. You were being tortured for playing Monster Jam and by Monster Jam.
I have no. I mean, Dash loves.
There
that
are
game.
You know, there are big trucks in like Forza Horizon 2.
There are, and he plays that too, but he knows the Monster Jam trucks by name. So gotcha. He's all in on Monster Jam, and it's also got like similar to Forza, but on a much smaller scale, which is actually better for him. It has the open world stuff.
I'm more interested in how you explain to Dash where all of his trucks went.
Some of them came back because I pumped $10 into Xbox Live to get the unlocked trucks.
Smart.
Yeah, like, so, but you can't do that for all of them. Like, if I could have just done that for all of them, I would have just been like, yeah, okay, here's another 25 bucks. Give me all the trucks. But we have Gravedigger back now. Oh, I know why it happened too, because he was just like, he was playing it on like two different Xboxes and just going like up and down stairs. Like,
what's going on over there? You have too many video games.
I was going to say, you have too many things. You have too many stairs. You need to centralize and compartmentalize. You need to rein in these children with harnesses. And then you won't have this problem anymore.
Can't you confine them to one floor?
No, I'm literally like, I'm working on my computer and like in meetings and stuff. And like when I'm in a meeting, like they're just off doing whatever they want.
The problem is the fun is spread out too much over the house. You need to confine the fun into a certain corner of the house. At least during these troubled times.
You can't do that. Yeah. I did buy a new Roomba though.
That's fun.
I thought he was just going to say I bought a new room.
Yeah, right. It's a fun room.
Another room. A fun room. No, I bought a new Roomba, and this is my hopes for this Roomba. It's our basement Roomba, and that's where all their toys live. And so this is the Roomba that's supposed to encourage them to pick up their toys so that we don't have another incident that we had this week where our Robin figure from that Batman line that Wombat knows and loves.
Mm-hmm. The Spin Master Batman.
The Spin Master Batman. His cape got caught in our upstairs Roomba, and he got dragged around the floor, and he went bald. I had to like Sharpie his hair back on.
Because didn't the Joker do that to one of those guys?
Yeah. But so I named this new Roomba the Enforcer, which Emmeline does not enjoy when I say, hey, smart thing, turn on the Enforcer.
Can you attach a cattle prod to it?
It does make them like run around the basement and start picking stuff. Like the toys that they know are small enough, they pick those up off the floor.
I see. I can see that working. That's pretty cool.
Fear is a good parent.
All right. we bought this machine that breaks your toys if you don't clean up. But why, Daddy? Why? Oh, it also vacuums.
Right. And I have no control of it, I promise. Right, it just comes on.
It knows when it needs to clean and has a mind of its own. Did you see my video of the deer in our backyard?
No.
Really?
I did. I did see it.
I did not. Was I supposed to?
There were two big-ass deer in in the backyard. I don't mean like in the woods. I mean on the lawn in the backyard.
Well, you live in an area that has deer.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Oh.
No. We saw there was a deer sighting, one deer sighting last year on Main Street, like, which was weird.
Shopping?
Yeah, he was at the hardware store, actually. but I took the video. I took this video of the deer and I put it on the local Facebook page. And I mean, of course, you get like the you can predict all the comments. You got like the one person who's like, "Oh no!" And people are like, "What do you mean, oh no? It's a deer! Like that's cool! Like nature, deer." Like, oh no, it's a ticks, and people are like, "Oh, just shut up! Like enjoy nature." But people said they hadn't seen, someone had lived there here for like, you know, 60 years and said like they never saw a deer. So nature's, you know, regressing. Is that the right word?
Cool. Yeah.
Egressing? Sure. Ingressing?
No, you're fine.
Any of those. I bet you some of those could work.
Some of those
it's guessing. Right. Could be worse. I had a rat in my backyard this week.
That's, I don't know. Is that worse?
I don't know.
I think rats
are those common?
They're common in my town, but I've never seen one on my property. It was most likely living, I know it's living under the shed in my neighbor's yard, and it ran under my fence to get bird seed. It got into a fight with a mourning dove. I saw that. That was kind of cool.
Wow.
To watch a rat and a bird fight each other.
Nature's unleashed now.
Nature's during this unleashed. Pandemic. The good news is that my cameras caught cats twice today. So if there are cats running around in my backyard,
and then you run out and scare them away,
then rats may not be there as long as. Because I don't know if you know this about cats, but they look at rats as a viable food source.
No. The good news was that the cats were on camera, and I thought that you were going to try to blackmail the cats, or you're going to do something with the video of cats.
Yes,
there's something interesting about the video. No, I
we also put a we put a trap back out there too, but we haven't caught anything yet. So.
Right.
We shall see.
Just tell your neighbors to clean up their shit.
I know. It's their shed.
The fuck.
It kind of annoys me because it's not that we did anything. It's at the back. So, whatever. I'm just, you know, it's not something you want to see.
There's probably just one rat, though.
It's very possible it's just the one.
Just the one rat, most likely. They like to just live solitary lives, I've heard about rats.
That is so not true.
How big? But, you know. How big was it?
It was like the size of a football.
What? It was like a New York City rat.
It was.
Maybe it took a train out here.
How big are these cats that are walking around?
They recently did construction like 5 blocks away from my house. Not that close, but close enough where they tore up all these buildings that were vacant.
The rats.
And the rats had to go somewhere.
Right.
And they've started getting into like the suburban areas and people are pissed.
Right.
Myself included.
Yeah.
Que sera, sera, right? What can I do?
We've got some construction going on here at the GP Homestead. We have a big...
Yeah, how's that going?
We have some big news to share. Our door is closed now. You know what it's like to not have like a bedroom door or bathroom door that closes properly for about 4 years? You forget how doors operate once they fix them. So you wind up like... just pushing, trying to push the door open and it doesn't work. And then you're like, oh, wait, I have to like turn this thing. And then you don't realize that the door can close solidly too. So then you shut the door and it's like, oh, that's the sound that a door closing makes. I haven't heard that in so long. So there's big moves happening here and all that. And they replaced the rotting wood. They fixed the cabinet. So no mice or rats in our cutlery, hopefully. We just put the cutlery in, so we haven't. I'm not 100% sure about that.
Oh, but. you were brave enough to put the cutlery in.
Yeah. We went right for it.
Okay.
Wow. Good luck.
I mean, the worst thing that happens is we put the cutlery in.
If it looks like there's chocolate sprinkles on the knives, don't use those knives.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I know.
Ugh. Oh, God. No, they sealed up the back, but they have to leave a little hole for the rails on the drawers. So, but I don't know. I think once
a mouse could fit into a hole the size of a dime.
I know, but once when the drawers are closed, the rails go into the hole. So it fills the hole.
I know how rails go in holes.
Stop it. Oh, God. But I'm ready for these guys are great. They're doing a great job, but they've been here for this will be coming up on 2 weeks now, and I'm ready for them to go. I can't be...
You're the only person I know who during quarantine has too many people at his house.
Well, they're mostly outside, and it's only one or two guys. So it's not... But even that, it's like... The reason why it took us so long to have this done in the first place is because we were sick of having people in the house after we fixed it up the first time. But I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to like play video games when these guys are around. Like the Iron Man VR demo came out today, and like, yeah, I'd love to fucking play that. But these guys are right outside the window, and I'm not wearing a glowing space helmet, you know, while they're on a ladder.
That's when they steal everything.
Stop. What? Were they going to steal the siding off the house?
Yeah, resell value on that.
So no, so that things like that, and you know, jerking off is tough. But now that the doors lock, it's going to be a lot easier. That's for sure.
Congratulations!
Oh my God, I got to tell you. Well, now I sort of gave it away. Fuck.
What? Something about masturbation?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Let me tell you about my masturbation.
Yeah. No. Well, let me tell you. So I was on my mega tablet, right? And I'm going through my various selections, and I see in the corner, I'm on Pornhub, and I see in the corner, like, they have like a section for live performances. And I see it says Amy Fisher.
Was it your Amy
Fisher? And I'm like, that's obviously, I know like porn stars like make up names and they like change a letter or something like that. I'm not 100% sure how to spell Amy Fisher. Well, you know, of 99% sure. So I'm like, let me just click on it anyway. And I click on it, and it's fucking Amy Fisher. And she's not fucking. She's just sitting. She's sitting it's on their bed. It's her. It's the real.
The Amy. Long Island Lolita herself.
Right. It's really Amy Fisher. She's in like her bedroom, just sitting there. It was so sad, actually. Like, I felt bad. I felt really bad for her. She was like pleading for like the people to give her money. She's like, John, I know you're good for a private show, right, John? Or, you know, Billy, you're good for like 10 coins, 20. I don't know what the coins are. Wink, wink. But it was really, I couldn't even watch
it. So how was your private show?
I clicked off it immediately. And then when I was wrapping up with my business, I checked back in just to see. Usually I go right to table tennis because I'm so disgusted. I go right because I have to like watch, you know. But I was like, oh, let me just see what's happening with the Amy Fisher channel. And her top was off. And it was just like, I was like, no. I closed it immediately. It was rough.
That sounds very interesting.
She had, do you remember how famous that she was at that time?
Of course, I do.
There were three, each TV network made their own movie.
Was there three or there was only two?
No, each one, there was at least, and there were more movies besides that. That wasn't the limit to the movies, but I know each.
I remember the Alyssa Milano movie.
There was Drew Barrymore.
And the Drew Barrymore movie. I don't remember the third.
There's so many. There's at least three. I know there's at least three movies.
Okay.
Let's see.
You know, I can't remember who played Joey Buttafuoco in any of them. I remember the SNL one where Danny DeVito played Joey Buttafuoco.
Right. There was three.
That was pretty funny.
There was three. There's Lethal Lolita. No, Amy Fisher, My Story. There's Casualties of Love, the Long Island Lolita story. And then there's the Amy Fisher story. Yeah, it was each major network had their own. That's how big it was. And that's also how I knew I was old when we had that. Remember we had that meeting at the podcasting studio, Wombat? Mm-hmm. And we were talking to the girl who was from Amy Fisher's hometown. And I mentioned to her that I went to high school with her. You know, she's just a year older than me. And she said, who? I was like, oh, no.
That's funny. Yep.
But yeah, so that's what's going on over here. For the most part.
Yeah, I remember, I've told the story on the show before, but a friend of mine put his car in Joey Buttafuoco's shop like a day or two before the shooting.
So he didn't get his car back for...
It was months before he could get his car back.
Because just the media, the amount of
the
car,
media,
yeah, there's no way to get near
there. They just, yeah, they weren't doing anything. He just couldn't get his car.
And I used to drive by that on the way to Nathan's in Oceanside to play video games. They had Street Fighter.
The Nathan's in Oceanside was the best. It's so sad it's gone.
Is it? No, I didn't even know it was gone.
It's long gone.
Okay. But yeah. Yeah. Joey bought a few ago. We should, well, maybe we should do like a, I got to do like a Twitch viewing party of the Amy Fisher stories.
Do you? Do you have to?
I feel like I need to revisit that.
I don't think you have to. I mean, maybe you want to.
For charity?
Sure. I'm not going to tune in.
What if I take my top off? Come on, Ship. I know you're good for a private show. Come on, man. 10 coins, 20 coins.
10 coins?
Oh, it was so sad. She was like basically begging and like, oh, God. Okay, what else we got? What, Shipwreck, you build something.
Yeah, speaking of network TV. So basically, I during the quarantine, I've just been doing random projects around the house. Like, kind of see something and go, huh, I bet I could make that better. Or I could do this needlessly.
Right.
So, yeah, I installed a attic antenna with a HD Home Run Quattro. That's the TV tuner that goes with it. So I installed that in my attic, ran coaxial
cable. Why?
I can't answer that. It was something I was like, oh, I bet I can do this. And so I ran coaxial cable through the walls down from my attic to my basement and hooked this thing up. And now I can DVR live TV to my Plex server and watch it.
You're hoarding, Ship. Digital hoarding, Ship. I don't like it. It's better than regular hoarding.
So what channels do you get on the antenna?
I get 63 channels. Wow.
That's a lot for free TV.
Yeah. Well, because I get both Dayton and Cincinnati stations.
Whoa, la-di-da.
Right. So I can tune into that Dayton news.
Right. The center of culture.
So some of your channels are doubles, is what you're saying.
Essentially, like they'll have slightly different programming, but yeah, like I have two NBCs and two ABCs and 70 PBS stations. But no, it's fun. I'm having fun with it. It also makes it so that any TVs in my house that don't have a cable box can now watch things.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
That's awesome. Know, so now your kids can run around the house and just change the channels and watch the same show in different rooms nonstop.
That's pretty much what happens.
It's your fault. It's all your fault.
We have a TV. We have a TV in Sabrina's room, but it doesn't have a cable box. She has the Amazon Fire thing, so she just has that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if she really needs channels, but
you can get the CW on this.
I know. Do you know how many times she's watched like all of The Flash?
Yes, you've told us.
Yeah, you talk about it every episode.
we do listen to
you. But she hasn't stopped. Like, it keeps going.
You haven't stopped talking about it. She really likes The Flash.
She really likes and Legends of Tomorrow.
See my Flash, made of real.
Exactly.
All right.
It drives me bananas.
Show feedback, Wombat?
Sure. Yellow Snow Pal has to say, I feel Geek Point should be taken away from Wombat and Shipwreck for not knowing the Mandalorian's face was shown in the series. It is a key character arc scene. They then give those points to GPD's kid, who obviously pays closer attention to story. It was months ago. It was pre-quarantine. Just be lucky I remember how to stand up.
Somebody told me that it happened.
Right.
Like, yeah.
That scene now, but it wasn't like, I didn't care about his face, I think is the problem.
Yeah, Ty cared about his face. That's what I remembered from it. I was like, why do you even care?
Did either of you watch the live table reading from Community, the Community live table read?
No.
Nope.
Was Chevy Chase invited?
No, they did an episode. They did the episode after he died, the will reading. And Pedro Pascal was on that as the lawyer.
Nice. Did they show his face?
He did show his face. That's why I was, you know, it's relevant to the conversation. That's why I brought it up. It was very good. I recommend it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Points for Ty.
YouTubes.
Good job, Ty.
Yep. Yes. Points for Ty. This leads right into the next segment. We Heat has to say, no, a 12-year-old should not be watching What We Do in the Shadows, which means you should let Ty know not to talk to his friends about it.
We decided to not to watch it without him. we started watching, like, I got Mrs. Chibi involved, and we've watched a few more episodes.
Also, the three of you should be watching the Harley Quinn show on DC Universe. It is indeed a little hard to wrap. It is indeed a little hard to wrap your head around the why it exists, but it's fucking hilarious. Think Brave and the Bold, but with cursing. Season one is now on the Sci-Fi Channel.
You don't have DC Universe anymore?
No, I canceled it.
If you don't have it, who's paying for this thing besides me?
No one is.
I am. You left me.
You're stupid.
You left me high and dry.
They're moving everything. So I'm like, what do I need this for? I watched Harley Quinn on Sci-Fi, which I already have.
They're moving it to HBO Max?
Huh? I don't think I'm going to get it. I have HBO on cable, but with HBO on cable, you get HBO Go. But if you have HBO Now,
that's what I got.
You get HBO Max.
I'm maxed out, baby.
What is going on? Why are there so many things?
It took me like a long time to wrap my head around it, too. It's too many things. And if you have HBO on cable, you should get HBO Max.
That's what sounds like somebody who would say who's not getting HBO Max.
Yeah, because you're getting HBO Max.
For fucking Max. So I can cancel my DC Universe and get all those shows and shit?
I think for now, I know for sure Doom Patrol is going to be on it.
Oh. What else is
somewhat,
there? Titans?
I'm somewhat certain that Titans is going to be there.
I don't know, that ending of Titans, man.
Whew. Yeah, I know. So, yeah. And Harley Quinn is on Sci-Fi.
I watched some of that, the Harley Quinn.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed what I watched.
Yeah, it's
like
funny.
I finished season one. It's very funny.
Yeah.
And I know Stargirl came out on DC Universe, but it also was on the CW this week. Again, why would I pay for something that's on the CW?
All right, remind me to cancel my subscription.
Yeah, so I watched Stargirl, which was cute. I'm a big JSA nerd, so anything with Justice Society in it, I'm going to watch. So Stargirl, recommend it, because that brings us right into the Watch This Beaches part of the show.
Big news.
Yeah, I saw. Are you going to read this or should I?
You should read it.
Okay, at Red Tank,
you're doing such a good job reading tonight. I think
you should read more.
By the way, we should tell everybody this is the first time that we're watching each other do the show.
We're all on video. You don't get to see the video, but we are.
We've done two live shows before, maybe, we've done this before.
Right.
Video shows.
We decided to do it for some reason tonight. I don't know why.
Because it's fun. At RedTang2K6 has to say, who among you is most excited about the Snyder Cut of Justice League being released?
Not it.
Do any of you think that DC movies will ever be on par with those based on the Marvel Universe? Well,
can you explain something to me? Are they reshooting any part of the movie?
I don't believe so. I think they're just going to redo special effects. The budget apparently is about $20 million for this.
Is this like the Donner cut of Superman 2, basically?
Yes, it's essentially the Donner cut of Superman 2.
So it's still going to suck, basically.
It's not going to change much, yeah.
Yeah, it's still going to have Steppenwolf, easily the worst villain in, I don't know, any movie?
What if they just CGI'd him into something else?
Well, there's the rumor was that he was Darkseid, and then they changed him to Steppenwolf in post anyway.
Right. Who's a more
obscure
villain?
So maybe they change him back to Darkseid?
Why, though?
Why change him back to Darkseid? Right. Or why did they do it in the first place?
Why bother
even
doing this?
Change him to Darkseid, though? Like it,
I don't work for Warner Brothers. Stop being mad at me because I made a bad... I mean, because someone made a bad Justice League movie.
I'm definitely going to watch it just because...
Because you have to.
The curiosity factor there of like... If lines like "you smell good" are still in this movie.
That movie is so weird.
It could be worse. Just remember, there's plenty of room in either direction.
Yep. I wonder if Holt McCallany's full role will be in there, because he was cut to like two lines. The older cop from Mindhunter, Cheapy.
Dude, I don't remember jack shit about that movie. I'm trying to forget it as soon as possible.
I was talking about something else.
Mindhunter, what?
Yeah, oh. So the older cop from Mindhunter.
Guy. I like
that guy. Yeah, Holt McCallany. He's in Justice League, and he has like one line.
Got it.
And he's there for like 30 seconds. And apparently he like worked out for like a year and a half for this role. They got cut to one line.
That's like you and the Spotify deal. You're going to work out, and then like the check's going to bounce. And you're going to be buff for nothing.
Exactly. So I'm waiting for that.
You know what I'm waiting for? Your movie review of Scoob.
I enjoyed Scoob, you boob.
I've been bombarded with ads on every single product that I look at has an ad for Scoob on it. It does not matter what it is.
Sure. I mean, it's the only thing that's happening right now, right? It's Scoob.
Oh my God.
What else is there?
I don't know. I watched the trailer and we talked about it. Didn't we talk about this last week?
Talked about it since we saw it.
Oh, okay. Did I talk about how I didn't like the way the trailer looked?
The trailer it didn't do a good job of selling this movie, and it might be on purpose because there's a lot of like surprises in this movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of like it's a fine movie for kids. My son literally thought it was the best movie he's ever seen in his life.
My kids really like it too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great for
kids.
We're
watching it again this weekend.
Exactly.
Did Sabrina like it?
Sabrina didn't watch it.
Right.
She was too busy watching The Flash.
did she know that you spent $20 to watch it?
$25. I bought it.
All right. Yeah. They make you buy it because it's like $5 more.
That's fine.
I got a $3 credit back.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Why not?
I saw that Blue Falcon dabs in the trailer. So
yes, well, that's because I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, there's reasons behind like everything that you roll your eyes at in that trailer. It's like, oh, you're supposed to be rolling your eyes at that.
Wow,
there's a reason for that, and there's a lot of fun Easter eggs if you're a fan of Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yep,
I know all of them.
It's crazy because like
I know you would. That's just right. It.
That's why you would like it. And Emmeline recognized, like, she hasn't seen a lot of those shows, but we've read a lot of the Scooby-Doo team-up comics. And so she knew the characters from that. Like, she knew the villains and everything and some of the references they were making. So, it's a fun movie. That movie is better than it should have been. The worst thing about that movie is its name. I'll agree with Chibi on that.
Okay. I will watch it when I don't have to pay $20 to watch it. How about that?
It does do the thing that I don't like in Scooby-Doo, but I don't know. I don't want to talk about it because it's a spoiler for a movie that Cheapy may see. Can you spoil Scoob? Is it possible? I don't know.
I think you could take some of the fun out of it, certainly.
But it's not important. Oh, I forgot to put something on
the mask here. When they pull the masks off at the end, is that the part you don't like?
No, no. Actually, it's sort of the opposite of that. Okay. When the supernatural is real... I don't like that in Scooby-Doo.
Oh, okay.
That's, I would say right, at this I hear point, you though, that's that. Like that's like a quarter of the Scooby-Doo stuff that comes out.
It's a quarter of the Scooby-Doo stuff that comes out post OG Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally with Wanda.
Scooby-Doo did the team-ups, those didn't have super.
It's like Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes, it never was like, oh, there's ghosts. That's the reason why this was happening.
Yeah, that wasn't until like the live-action movies. That was the...
Yeah, that might have been the first. There might have been one or two.
Oh, no, you know what? Movies. No, it isn't. I can tell you exactly what it is. It's the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. The one where it was just Shaggy and Daphne and the little orphan boy and Vincent Price's head in a box.
Well, they met the Boo Brothers at some point, too.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. That's a crossover.
So, got it. That's 1985.
Yeah, 1985, Scooby-Doo. Yeah, did you look it up?
Yep.
There's more Scooby-Doo that has supernatural than, like I said, it's probably about...
Oh, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, they made a turn. They decided at some point, hey, let's just have ghosts. It'll be more fun and easier to write.
It'll just be easier. And like I said, I'm not a fan. And when it comes to Scooby-Doo, I'm a Scooby-Doo purist.
Wombat wants that hardcore detective work and problem solving. He doesn't want to hear ghost nonsense.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Freddy getting lifting prints off of Daphne.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody wants to see that.
Who's Prince?
That's the other dog. Right.
All right. Oh, wait. We're talking about The Last Dance? No, there's more. There's so much more. There's so much more,
and there's something that I haven't added on to here yet.
Well, fucking add it on already. What are you waiting for? At Super Mario Tweet writes in and asks, did you watch Rise of Skywalker yet? I wanted to hear what you thought. I cannot convince anybody to watch it with me, and I cannot bring myself to watch it by myself. So I'm at sort of a standstill here.
That's the one you should stream.
And I watch that alone, so you can watch it alone.
I'll get like banned or something. Disney will, like, a lightning bolt will come down through my house.
Just have all the sound off and just have your reactions to what's going on the screen.
People would watch that, by the way. You just have to tell people, start it now.
Captions, put the captions on.
You don't have to do that. It's just
so people could at least read the captions.
No, the camera faces you only.
Oh, okay.
You have headphones on so that
people don't want to watch that. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many YouTube channels there are that are nothing but that?
Oh, and you sync up. You say you all start at the same time.
Exactly.
It's like a watching party. Oh my god, I would do that, but it sounds bad.
It does sound bad, but I would watch that.
All right. I'll think about it.
And that way it'd feel like you're watching it with me.
What if I have to pause to go to the bathroom?
You tell people to pause.
Then you take everyone with you. You say, pause now, okay. I'm going to pee.
Right.
And then you take the camera with you into the bathroom.
Okay. Then I get banned. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pull a Dr. Disrespect.
Well, it's not a public bathroom.
Oh, I don't think you're allowed to broadcast yourself peeing. I'm pretty sure.
I think if you just like turn the camera towards the sink, you should be fine.
Sound of urination is fine.
People love the sound of urination. That's also a whole bunch of channels.
It's going to bring in the subs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like ASMR.
Right, right. All right. Mm-hmm. What else we got here? And watch this, bitches.
I finished watching The Last Dance. You guys still have not watched any of that?
No. I think Mrs. Cheapy is out.
Oh man.
So I think I have to go solo on that. That I could do.
It's good. It's really
is it kid
good.
Friendly?
For Thai, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There's two versions of it too. They put out a TV 14 or whatever that is version, and then they put out the mature audience version.
What's the difference?
I think it's just the cursing. I think they just bleep out some cursing.
Thai hears plenty of cursing.
Yeah, see, most Michael of Jordan's the cursing dick. Is it's not in a it's people talking trash to each other basically.
Yeah.
So it's nothing too bad.
Your mama wears combat boots.
That's the cursing.
Your mama's so fat that when she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
Yeah, it's pretty much just 10 episodes of your mama jokes. But no, I'm sad that it's over now because like there's nothing. And they just announced today, or there was rumors today, that ESPN's going to make another one of these since this was so popular, but they're doing one about Tom Brady, and that's just like
that's the same thing at all.
That's not the same thing at all. Nope. We realize that yes, it's the same in that like that's one of the best players of a sport, but nobody wants that.
Right.
Other than like Boston area people.
Right. The only thing you could do would be and it wouldn't work here. Obviously, this would have to be in Canada, but you could make one about the Oilers in the 80s and the Islanders, like they had teams that won like five championships in a row. And just, you know, had the greatest
Jordan,
players
the
ever with Gretzky.
Still above that one, I would say.
Yeah. Of course. But
it's
but
hard to match, know. Like, after you make the Michael Jordan one, like, what you do after that.
Gretzky didn't gamble enough.
I think you could do the Gretzky one.
You could, but it's still not. It's still not the impact. Like the cultural impact is what the Jordan one is.
The
like,
Bo Jackson one.
Right.
But I guess this probably is like, you know, is there a 30 for 30 on Bo?
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
Like there is. Yeah,
there is. It's good.
That.
So, yeah. I feel like I've seen it. That's why I said it.
Yeah. I even watched last night. ESPN did a HD version of Jordan's like the 98 championship game, the game 6 where he hits the shot. And that was like, that was cool as well. Because they had all these weird camera angles, and they
remastered it.
Yeah, they remastered it.
Wow!
Like you'd never seen that game in HD before. So they took off all the overlays and everything, like the scores.
That's so cool! That. Wow,
man, that game, that basketball was so physical then compared to now. But it was good. I liked it. I still have to watch the ABC special about after The Last Dance. They keep on putting more and more stuff out about this thing.
Right. And the ABC movie about Amy Fisher.
That should be on ABC next. You know, they're getting desperate on these channels. It's like, I watched, they had Moana on the other day because they're bringing back The Wonderful World of Disney, which is code for, let's just show Disney movies on TV because we own them. That's what ABC's doing.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Exactly. they have to show something. These shows are all ending. A lot of shows are ending early because they didn't get to film their season finales. So they got to fill up the air.
I think that's a little bit, a big reason actually why we're getting the Snyder Cut as well. It's like, you can't make movies now. So we're going we're going to get all these different cuts of movies.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
I guess.
And by fun, I mean terrible.
Right. You can't, like, the thing about that is, like, you can't remake something that people love already and make it interesting. Because you're just going to screw that up.
Yeah, no, that's always a bad idea. Just look at Star Wars. But then again, I have hope. Now I have more hope for that, no pun intended, than I've ever had, is them doing the despecialized editions.
Right. Good call.
And putting those on Disney Plus for, you know, when they have nothing left to put on there.
Or ABC.
Or ABC.
So, what else we got here?
I watched Joker.
Finally.
I know. I finally saw Joker. I was like, I know I watched something over the weekend. What was it? Oh, yeah, Joker. It was Joker.
But it was good, though. You have to admit, it was better than you thought it would be.
It was better than I thought it was. I wasn't surprised by anything.
You weren't surprised how good Joaquin Phoenix was?
He's fine. He's too old. He was too old for the part he was playing.
Well, too old to begin the training.
Yeah, too old to begin the training. the timelines don't match up, and it bothered me the whole time. Because he's like, you know, our age-ish. You know?
You have to,
like,
remember that every Batman now is like 60 years old. So.
Well, then it makes even less sense, because that would make the Joker like 80.
Whatever, it was good, and just admit it.
No, because again, it's fine. It was good enough. Right. But I didn't like the time. I didn't like the way they played with the timelines.
Right, fair enough.
Wombat hates it when you play with timelines.
I do.
You have to be gentle with Wombat's timelines.
I was thinking about that, like, in The Last Dance. Would this have bothered you, Wombat? Like, the way The Last Dance is structured is, like, they start in 1998, which is where it ends.
I'm okay with that.
And then they consistently do, like, a rewind back to wherever they need to tell a story to.
That's okay.
Okay.
As long as the structure makes sense. I don't like it when sometimes you'll watch a documentary and it cuts around the timeline and they don't do it for any reason. That bothers me. That happens in too many documentaries or in some biopics, like in Rocket Man is like a good example of a very good movie that I enjoyed that plays around with its own timeline too much. Because it jumps around from like 75 to 81 and then back to 78 and then it's like 94 and you're like, wait a minute, what happened here? And that kind of pisses
me
off.
They did that so that the story went in a consistent direction, obviously.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm still standing to not come out in the 90s, but whatever. I'll let it slide because I'm enjoying your film. But I do not like when the Joker is, I don't know, 47 years old and Bruce Wayne is...
Who cares?
Eight?
What's the difference?
Well, because...
Ageist.
No, because then it means that when Batman becomes Batman 20 years later, that the Joker is in his 70s.
Why does Batman have to come 20 years later?
So this is... Like, I heard things that, like, maybe this wasn't the really... the Joker, but this inspired the Joker?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I gathered also. Like, maybe this guy just isn't...
What are you talking about? They're making a sequel. You don't think it's going to be the same guy? Yeah, of course they are. They made so much money. You think they're not going to make a sequel?
I don't know.
It made $1 billion, didn't it? Like, it was ridiculous.
There were certain things about it that I did like. I did like the, you know, the... He was not a good person. And they didn't really try to make you that sympathetic towards him.
To the Joker?
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't feel sympathy.
Are you ever sympathetic to the Joker?
No, that's true too. And all, you know,
he's
did
pretty
bad.
Much a bad guy. That's his role.
But you know what? There was a part of me that's like, they're going to try to make a more anti-hero than just villain.
Right. Okay.
And in the movie, the Joker, he's not an anti-hero. He's a bad guy.
He's a dick.
That's a
He's a big dick.
He's a big dick, and I actually appreciated that for what it's worth.
Fair enough.
I just think he was too old. It should have been played by someone who was like 24.
What if they just used computer technology to make him look younger?
Then that might have been fine, if not incredibly distracting.
You might get that if they can't make new movies anymore. They can just go back.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, at least we'll always have Harry's Wombat.
I'm just wild about it.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. And Harry's knows sometimes it's better to stay inside. That's why they ship directly to you, so you can experience the quality of a Harry shave without leaving your home. I shaved my neck today, Wombat. Look, now that we have this camera, you can see that I've shaved my neck. Can you see that? Yes, Wombat. You can talk, Wombat. Wombat's giving thumbs up.
We're doing... Now that we have these cameras, we're nodding our heads yes.
We're nodding our heads. I was giving them thumbs up.
Yes, I was enjoying my Harry's blade in the shower this morning, and also I was lamenting that my shower mirror, even though I have a shower mirror, it doesn't really work, but the Harry's blade is so sharp and good that I don't really need to see, and I was able to shave my neck without really seeing anything, and I did not cut myself. You know, Harry's is a return to the essential, quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per blade. Which means you get incredibly high blades at factory direct prices. Harry's is super convenient. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule with or without a subscription. Best of all, there's no risk to you for trying them out. Harry stands behind the quality of their products. If you don't love their shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund, Wombat.
Listeners of our show can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/cag. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. Go to harrys.com/cag to start shaving better today.
Yay. Yay. Thanks, Harry's. All right, new releases.
Yeah, this is a big week.
It is.
Is this Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath out yet?
No. I think it's tomorrow.
Okay.
Is it already?
I think it's tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have such a good weekend. Holy
I don't know.
Shit.
No, this looks
no,
like
it's
the
not.
New releases for next week. What is this?
This is next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do, Cheapy? This is the wrong
We did last
releases.
Week because we did. We had last week's last week. This week's
oh,
last
we
week. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
This is what we got.
We'll roll with it. It's fine.
See, but no, you got me fired up for RoboCop, and now there's no RoboCop.
Oh, my God. Your move, dirtbag, or whatever he says.
Tuesday the 26th. Oh, now I'm going to have a shitty weekend.
He doesn't say Tuesday the 26th. That's a dumb thing for RoboCop to say.
Well, I told you they're going to say weird stuff in the game.
Help me, RoboCop. Tuesday the 26th.
I did look for bowls to use tonight to do my RoboCop impression. And
oh, okay.
Ty was impressed. But I couldn't find a good bowl, though, unfortunately.
Oh, well. Next time.
So, that's coming out.
Yep.
Tuesday.
So is another game that Cheapy's in.
Saints Row the Third.
Yes.
Yep.
Again.
The
remastered.
I didn't get any emails about that.
They're
not really promoting it too heavily, I guess.
No. Are you going to pick it up because you're in it or no?
I guess I will. I don't need to get it right away.
See how you look in high def.
Yep. I heard I'll check it. I guess I got to get it on PC. That's where it's going to look the best.
I have no idea. You do what you want.
Can't they just send me a code?
I'm sure they could.
They didn't even send me an email telling me it was coming out. I don't mean like a personal email. I mean like just like a press email, like a general press email. So what I'm saying is there doesn't seem to be a big push.
I'm sure there's someone you can ask.
I'm just saying that's not the point, Wombat.
I know.
The point is like they haven't really put much effort.
Emails.
You did? How come they don't email me?
I don't know. I can tell you who to contact for it.
Johnny Gat?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else we got?
Johnny.gat. at saintsrow.com.
I want to hear Shipwreck read this Japanese title that's at the bottom of the PlayStation list.
Okay. Right,
let me highlight that for you.
Utawa Reiru Mono.
Close. I would say it's Utaware Rumono.
Okay.
Prelude to the Fallen.
I was paying attention to my vowel sounds very closely and could not read the other consonants in there at the same time.
Right. If you break it up into like letters of two or three, that's the way to go.
Okay. Good to know.
Yep. That's the trick.
Right. I know Japanese now.
That's how their alphabet works.
You're fluent. Right. Congratulations. All right. So is anyone else excited for Minecraft Dungeons or am I?
Yes. Very, 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 very excited.
That's also next week. Yep. Big week.
Yep.
Yeah. And Man
Eater. That's on Game Pass, of course.
Yeah, that's on Game Pass, so I'll get to play that. Man Eater, I want to play.
Man Eater is the shark game.
Shark RPG. I want to play that game.
It's an RPG?
Yeah.
What?
It's a role-playing game. It's an action RPG. It's an open-world RPG. But instead of being like a guy with a gun...
You're a shark?
You're a shark.
What? That's crazy. Oh, I got to put my birthday in to watch this thing? Are you kidding me?
And you get like gear for your shark? Like your shark evolves into different types of sharks depending upon the upgrades you get? I'm like, I want to customize my shark and eat people.
It looks pretty good.
I know. I want Man Eater. Hook it up.
But it could be janky too, actually.
Oh. Well.
No, but it looks pretty, I don't know.
Yeah.
Looks at least unique.
I know.
Cool.
Yep.
Yep. What the Golf is coming out for Switch.
That's the one that came out on Game Pass this week?
No.
No.
That's Golf with your
Friends. Golf with Friends.
Yeah. What the Golf is the one that every hole is a different variation of craziness. So it's the one that was on Apple Arcade that I talked about.
Yeah, I had to think about that. Yeah, and that also the Apple, the iPhone Missile Command game is going to be on the Switch.
Yeah, that game is pretty good as well. I don't remember if I talked about that in the past, but it's a...
You did. You brought it up.
Yeah, it's a pretty good little time killer on what a modern Missile Command would be.
Oh, I did put the wrong new releases on.
That's okay.
Anything good from the week that we are currently in?
Just games that you talked about. Potato, the potato game, Fairy Flower.
Mm-hmm.
That's out this week.
Okay. I did play some golf with your friends on Game Pass.
Yes. How was that?
It's good, but underwhelming.
I wasn't thrilled with it. I played a little bit.
Yeah, I played... Gretchen and I played... against each other, and you can't even use two controllers. It's a pass the controller type thing.
Nice. Not nice. That's lame.
Yeah, it's odd, and there's some odd design choices in there. In that, I went first, and I went first every time. So, it's mini golf. So you're not quite sure where you're supposed to hit it.
Right. You want to watch the other person.
Right. So every shot, she could see what I did and what the meter was. And even if I didn't move the camera after I took my shot, it would just line it up exactly where I shot at. So that's an odd decision. It doesn't show, there's no characters. So it's just like, you see the ball and the default view before you zoom out is just like right behind the ball. Like it doesn't make any sense of why you would want to be there.
Right.
But it has a lot of different modes and variations and customization where I think that's where this game excels at. Because I know it's highly reviewed, like highly rated on Steam and everything. But I'll play around with some of the other modes. But we had our fun playing through a round of it. But it was like, okay, we did that.
Right. I downloaded it. I just haven't had a chance.
I played like two holes, three holes, and I'm like, I get it.
It gets better after the first couple of holes. Like, not like you would still get it, certainly, but it's like it gets a little bit more creative.
All right. Well, we don't need to do any more of these new releases because they're not even for this week. And there was nothing really good from last week. I looked through it.
Excellent, I guess. What's next? What's next?
I don't know. I'm scrolling. It's time for news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Ooh, I played more Rainbow Six this week.
How'd you do? I saw your video that you posted on Twitter. You shot two people.
I killed two people and won the game.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. That was a cool video, though. That was cool.
It was all right.
You were laying on the ground or something? And
yes.
I was hiding behind something because I put down the diffuser. So I had to protect my diffuser.
What does the diffuser do?
It deactivates the bomb. So okay. There's two squads. There's a squad that's trying to kill everybody trying to defuse the bomb. And then there's the guys trying to defuse the bomb.
Then there's the guys hiding behind the oil can waiting for people to walk into a room. That's Wombat.
And I was, that was me.
That was Wombat.
Well, the thing is, I actually went into the defense room while on offense.
But that's the game. That's how you play that game. You hide behind shit and wait for people to walk into the room. I mean, that's
kind
of. And they did.
A big part
you
of
shot
it.
Them.
You did. Mm-hmm. It all worked out.
Shot two people. It worked out well. I got my points.
The second person walks into the room and like you just killed his friend like right before that.
He thinks he's better.
Yeah. There's that whole thing. It's like, well, obviously I'll get that guy.
It's the difference, like, you know, it's not real. So you're like, ah, just fucking go and give it a shot. Like, what's the worst thing that happens? I'll respawn. I'll wait for the next round. It's just like these race car drivers now virtually racing. They're taking risks that they would never take if it was real. And there's a lot more crashes.
Well, it's the Madden principle. That's what we'll call it. We'll call it the Madden theory. Where no coach is ever going to go for it on 4th and 1 if they're losing by a touchdown and they're on like the 45-yard line. But
they might now with the new rule changes.
Yeah, but yes, maybe. But in Madden, you're going to do that every time. 4th and 1, I'm going for it.
Right, right.
Because the stakes are non-existent in reality.
Right.
And that's what video games are for. It's the Madden principle.
Bending reality.
Exactly. Did you see Spicer and I win our victory royale for St. Jude's Hospital?
I did not.
We won. We played many rounds where we lost, but we won the last one.
That's nice.
It was very exciting.
Emotional.
It was.
Did you see that they're putting the older skaters into Tony Hawk's remaster?
I did. Like, by older skaters, you mean their current age,
right?
The skaters that were in there originally.
Why? Shouldn't that be like an add-on or something? The default should be the old.
It's to distract you from the fact that Spider-Man isn't there.
Is it because they have to? They Spider-Man. Have to re like
Are
model
they have
everybody.
Older, is Spider-Man going to be older? Because that's all they care about.
They probably have to remodel everybody. If they want it to look really good, and so it's easier if they just do it for real. I don't know.
If they're remastering these, does that mean they could remaster the old Spider-Man game too? Because that one was the best Spider-Man game.
Probably.
Never
it looks
saw
good,
Spider-Man
though.
Game?
No.
It does look good. So are we getting the like younger versions of them as well, or are we just getting the old
I would
versions?
Assume so. It's probably both.
No, I think that they can't. Let's see. Feature the original. No, they won't be. They won't have the young ones. Yep, it's probably because they had to render them and they just took pictures.
Old is old.
Old is old.
That's interesting. I wonder what that does. Like I'm fine with that. It seems like it's a weird PR move to try to sell that game. With 50-year-old dudes in it.
It's Tony Hawk. What do you want? They're all famous people. Famous, aren't they?
Kind of. I mean, you have Tony Hawk, and then the next person that most people know is...
Chad Muska.
Okay.
What about Elisa Steamer?
I mean, I know all these people because I played the Tony Hawk games.
Right.
I think there's not a lot of people that can name many... skateboarders beyond Tony Hawk in the general populace.
Right. No, I get it. I think
Bart
it's fine.
Simpson.
I think that's not their problem. They did some like promotion with Jack Black. You know, he's got his YouTube channel, his gaming channel. Mm-hmm.
And Jablinski games.
Yeah. And they were showing off the game, and they were showing it off, and they didn't have 60 frames going on their YouTube channel. So, it's like, I mean, it looked good, but it's not as good as it's really going to look.
So that's still good enough for
a YouTube channel. Dumb, though. It's dumb when you can easily just do it properly.
I guess.
I don't know. Anyway, I want to see what it looked like in full glory.
You'll buy it.
Did you see this next news item? Somebody wrote this in for us, but I forgot who. They wanted us to talk about id is removing their anti-cheat software on Doom Eternal because the players were so upset about it. And
what did the software do?
I don't know. I guess it was intrusive somehow. And I think a lot of people play Doom and they don't really care about the multiplayer. They just want to play.
Well, I think that's most of the people that are playing Doom.
Yeah. And so they're like, well, if I'm just going to play the single player, why do I need to install this like specially designed anti-cheat software that you guys made when I'm never going to go online and play it? And that's basically what they've said they're going to take
into account. Having played Doom Eternal and finished the single player, which I enjoyed very much, the multiplayer is garbage.
Be nice, Wombat.
Are there no barrels to stand behind?
No, there are no barrels.
Too fast for you, Wombat?
It's not even that it's too fast. I had no idea what I was doing every time I've tried to play it. It's one of those things where you play as either Mr. Doom or as one of the demons, but it's one on two, but the two demon people also have other demons that are AI controlled that are flying around. So there's like 30 demons, and if you're the one Doom guy, it's like you versus 30, but you're not that overpowered enough where it makes sense for it to be you versus 30, because the demons have just as much health as you do. So it
sucks? That's what you're
saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of sucks.
All right. Let's, I don't know. Did you watch the video of RoboCop that they released where he fights Terminator?
It's fine. Yeah.
What?
RoboCop, Terminator, whatever.
I mean, that looked pretty cool.
Whatever.
That didn't look cool.
You know who likes RoboClop? RoboClop?
Who?
Losers.
No. Did you watch the video of RoboCop versus Terminator?
No, I didn't.
I did.
How did it look, Shep?
It looked good. I mean, I like those characters. I don't have the overwhelming affinity for them that you do. But
right.
It's cool.
I'm pretty excited.
That's good. I'm glad you're excited. I'm happy for you.
I wish I could just get RoboCop without just buying the whole thing, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Even better, I wish they would just send me the code. I can't remember how I got Mortal Kombat 11 if I bought it.
I got it for you. Do you want
you got it for
me?
Oh, so get me the code.
I know. I haven't asked yet, but.
You know. Yeah. It's just like, say it's, you know, Father's Day is coming up.
I know. I'm sure he's listening.
Somebody was. Ben Gilbert was talking about RoboCop versus Terminator, wondering like what the history was there on Twitter, and somebody linked back, and I responded, and somebody else responded, linking like this the comic, like there's a new collection of the comic that came out a couple years ago. Told Ty to get it for me for Father's Day. I reminded him a lot.
There were old games as well, weren't there?
Yeah, it was a Genesis game came out the year after
Genesis
the comic.
Genesis and Game Gear.
I never played the games. I was in college. I don't know why I wasn't. I was playing other games, I guess.
Narc. Narc was like a RoboCop game.
Right. I did play a lot of Narc.
Yeah, I know. That was the closest thing to a RoboCop game before there was a RoboCop game.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I know. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Oh.
You never played the RoboCop 3 game for Game Gear either, Cheapy?
No.
Did you have a Game Gear, Cheapy?
No.
Yeah, no one did.
I had a Game Gear.
Except for Shipper. I was getting there.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I didn't have RoboCop 3 for the Game Gear, though. I'm looking at this box art now, and it's fantastic.
The movie is so bad.
It's got a jetpack on in this.
Bad. It's so
bad. Oh, it's
bad.
Made by Flying Edge. Man, Acclaim's... Other division?
Their B team?
Well, it was one of... That was one of the... You remember when Nintendo would only allow so many games to be published by a publisher in a year?
Yeah.
And so companies just went, okay, well, we're just going to make another company then?
Right.
And so, yes, Flying Edge was a claim, but not their flagship games.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like this Psionics? Is their shovelware. Wasn't Psionics one of those?
That's the
EA one, right?
I remember that name. I'm trying to remember who that was for.
Psionics, isn't that the car? Did they make a Demolition Derby or something?
They made a cool wizard game that I remember for the Genesis, if I'm right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Founded in 2000. I don't think it's Psionics.
No, it's something else. Who am I thinking of?
RoboCop?
But at least I got a video game company. RoboCop. So that's something. It doesn't matter. It'll come to us later. Or someone will let us know. Let us know. What am I thinking of?
What game did they make?
I feel like they made a wizard game for the Genesis. Yeah, I know. Does it matter? No.
I'm sure you're right, because all of these companies had their sister companies back then.
Yeah.
For that very reason.
Mm-hmm. So, whatever. Shady. I wouldn't even know what to Google. Electronic Arts sister company? I don't know.
Let's move on to Microsoft.
Sure.
Happy 7-year anniversary to the original Xbox One press conference.
Where they announced Always Online and no use games.
Right. That was awesome.
And but they kind of buried in the presentation where they made sure everyone knew Kinect for everybody.
Right.
And it's going to be your central hub for all your entertainment, your TV. You're going to get your fantasy football updates.
Right, right.
While you're watching,
that never happened, right?
No, they did have the fantasy football.
Yeah, they did have that.
That they did have for a little while. Nothing that they wanted to happen happened.
The guy giving the presentation left the company a few months later.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't think he had a choice.
I think he was on. We talked. I remember talking about this at the time. Like we tried to figure. It was only like a few months later. He was probably already trying to get a new job.
Probably.
Like, I don't know. I figure like.
To be
like a CEO, you probably have to interview for a few months.
I listened to a little bit of our show when this happened.
Really?
Yeah, because I was curious. Like, what was our reaction?
Wow.
And it was similar to our reaction now, where we just made fun of it for about like literally. 5 seconds in. I want to say it's episode 325. Okay. It's late May 2013, it's easy to find. But yeah, it was pretty, because you put all of our episodes up on everything.
Yes.
So I found it in iTunes in like 5 seconds. It was really
easy. The system works.
Yep. So I thought that was interesting. Also, a little plug for you and your hard work. Interesting to watch. You can watch the actual original presentation on YouTube. I didn't put that link in the show notes. I just put someone who spoofed it like an hour after.
Oh my god!
Because that's what happened. Like literally, the internet
exploded.
Just piled on how bad some of these ideas were.
Do you think Major Nelson like lost sleep during that whole thing?
I'm sure everyone involved, and I feel bad because there were some. You know, nice people there and intentions, I'm sure, were good.
Yeah, they put a lot of thought into it. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, there was a lot of thought and planning. It just.
Bad planning. Bad thought.
It was. Some of it was just ahead of its time, I think.
Yeah.
But
some of it probably. I think, you know, it's Always Online is a good concept, but a bad practice. Is that.
Yeah.
Does that sound
fair? Shipwreck was right. It was ahead of its time in a lot of ways. People were not ready to move totally digitally, and they're still not, but you know, it's getting there. No, for sure. People are spending a lot more.
And they were right
now.
in the sense that people would want devices in their houses that they could yell at to do things.
And
right.
And have it as a like have all your apps to be able
right,
to watch
your video
stuff
apps.
On it, right?
Yep. Yep.
Like they were right. They just didn't have it quite right. Like it wasn't. People didn't want to have their cable coming into it.
Which right. I did for a very long time.
Oh, I still do. I still do. It's, right. I still have my Kinect hooked up and I have cable going through it.
Yeah, I don't have the Kinect adapter, so I can't. But which is kind of a bummer. But I kind of miss yelling at my TV Xbox, turn on.
Well, now you can just ask Alexa.
Right.
And that's it. I can. Yeah. Which I can.
That's the thing. Like, a bunch of the stuff in that video, it came to be just in a slightly different way than what they were envisioning.
Yeah.
They were too much of it. Too much of it was forced.
They wanted total control.
Some of that was, some of it was because they wanted the control, and they had the foresight to see where stuff was kind of going. I mean, they missed some things like Kinect. Obviously, they missed, but that's an easy one for them to miss because they just made so much money on Kinect that year when they did this.
Right, right.
Like, if you remember E3 back then, it was all Kinect that one year. Like, it was just every booth had Kinect.
Nope. We're just like shaking our heads a lot walking by. Nope. No thanks.
But everybody had it. Like, every booth had a Kinect section. That's how big it was for that 1 year.
Like, Suda had a Kinect game.
Everybody did. I'm not exaggerating when I said, like, every booth had their special Kinect area.
Every major publisher had at least one Kinect game.
Yeah.
There was a Marvel Kinect game.
Sure. You played it.
I played it at E3. Yeah.
Well, I played it too.
Yeah.
It was bad, but it was a game that was at E3.
Let's move on to the Stadia. Did you hear about their big exclusive news that they announced today?
No.
They have an exclusive.
What is it?
Ship? It's a game that Ship's going to want to play, I think.
Is it Ember? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
It's
not that big of a game.
Is it Refund the Game?
I don't know. What is this?
It's not sure. Serious Sam 4.
Oh, okay. I do want to play that. I didn't realize that was a Stadia exclusive.
I know. It is as of today.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Is it really?
That will come to other things.
Yeah, that's a Stadia exclusive for now.
Right.
That's how every Stadia exclusive is, right? Like,
yeah, of course.
Nobody's signing up for that to be their exclusive.
Yep. It's August. It's coming out in August. Timed exclusivity. Yeah.
Those are fun games.
All right. Stadia. So you're buying a Stadia to play it as soon as possible, right?
I will.
Are you ordering it now? You're ordering it now.
Do I even order a Stadia? I'm still unclear what a Stadia is.
I think you download it.
Okay.
You just say, okay, Google, buy me a Stadia.
Do they know what they send if you say that?
Nah.
Man. The vision there is just so cloudy. Like,
Jealous of the Xbox One launch over at Stadia.
Right. You can't even get your hand. Like, you can't like see an ad for it and go, okay, I get it. Are there even ads for it?
No, Scoob has bought all the ads.
Right. Like, I don't see ads for this anywhere. Like, nobody's pushing the Stadia in front of me. I get emails because I'm on their PR list. But if it wasn't for that, like, where would I learn about Stadia, like, without going out and specifically looking for it?
Influencers.
Are they influencing me?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like Intellivision is getting their message across
better
than Stadia.
Right. You know what that is. And
you
know
exactly what Stadia or what Intellivision is, the Mika.
Right. Yeah. No, it's true.
You can go to the GameStop's webpage and it's like, oh, here's
a purple monstrosity.
Right. You can buy it though. You understand what it is.
Yep. Let's move on to my stupid PC corner. I bought a new PC.
What?
But it's really a laptop. It's not really a PC.
Oh, okay.
I bought a refurbished Dell. Fuck. Inspiron.
Where are you going to put it? Is it going to replace the one you're using right now?
No, it's a laptop. It's a laptop. Oh. It's a Inspiron. What do you call that? I don't know. It's whatever their cheap line is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's
the 2-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
I got like a refurbished one. It was like $800 or something. A 15-inch with like the maximum.
Still
latest processor.
Money, yes.
Yeah, no, but it's max. The processor is like 10th generation i7, 16 gigs of RAM. It's a touchscreen. It like, you know, flips around and shit.
So what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to use it as a computer. Mike, do you know how old this computer is that I'm using right now?
So you can use it to play video games on, or you can use
No, it's not a game. You can't get a good.
That's what I'm saying. So what are you going to use it for?
I'm going to use it to
watch Amy Fisher?
No. I bought a entry-level DJ controller.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to plug that into the laptop, and I'm going to DJ things.
Where?
Like bar mitzvahs?
I'm going to DJ on, Twitch or on my living room.
All right, then.
That's what all the DJs are doing now. They're DJing on Twitch. Mm-hmm. Do you know you can't? There's so many people buying this shit now because we're all stuck at home and like looking for shit to do.
Right. You're just putting antennas up in your attic.
That you cannot buy. Like you need this little box. It's an audio USB audio interface. If you want to, basically the purpose is for in this application is so that you can stream your DJ setup. You need this to stream. Otherwise, there's no way to get the sound back into the PC. You can't find them anymore. Like they're just sold out. They're all back ordered. Although I found one, like some weird brand, but it's hard to find. It's because all people like me. Anyway, it was like an entry level one. It's the DDJ SB3, if people want to know. So I'm excited. All my new toys just came today. Don't be jealous, Wombat. Wombat's yawning and shrugging his shoulders.
Right.
That wasn't a yawn. That was just a...
I like that you have hobbies. I'm fine. Right. Sure.
I'm trying to do things.
Right. It makes sense.
And I'm going to use this computer. My current computer still like works and it plays games fine because the GPU is really strong. But the CPU is 8 years old and it can't be upgraded because the motherboard is also 8 years old. So I can use that laptop to stream as well. I can just put the video signal right into that and shoot it off, Wombat, right to you.
Okay.
It's very weird that I could look at you and talk to you and see if you're.
I always think of that when I talk to Wombat.
That it's weird to look at him and talk to him.
It is. My wife says that all the time.
Right, she can't escape it. Mm-mm. All right, let's do some quick CAGBAG questions and we can go to bed. Oh, it's late already.
It is.
At Knights Eternal writes in. And asks, has Wombat reconsidered how crazy it is to eat and bowl without running to the restroom to wash up at the same time?
It's fairly normal for like 90%.
I laugh when I read the question. You don't have to answer the question.
Two, it's a funny question. Yes. And three, I would love the opportunity to go bowling and eating again.
Right, and get
diarrhea.
Because
we're trapped in hell.
Right.
So...
Right. I just
is that your first stop once we get out of this?
No, my kids don't really like bowling. They don't like it. They also don't like anything. But
Flash. If they had Flash at the bowling alley.
I know.
All right. I just laughed. It was a good question.
Oh my god, if Grant Gustin was at the bowling alley, my daughter would be there. She would run to the bowling
alley. She loves Grant Gustin.
She does.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
He's very slender.
He's a handsome man.
And he's slender.
Mm-hmm.
He cuts a slender, slender what? What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, but you're going somewhere.
Jibe?
Jib?
Jib?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the sail on the front
sail?
That is.
It's part of a sailboat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At Dan Hacker writes in and asks, is Shipwreck getting the new G.I. Joe classified figures that are hitting right now? How can you get them if they're classified?
Womp womp.
You have to know somebody.
I don't know. I might pick
how
up
much?
A snake. They're $20. These are the equivalent of
Marvel Legends.
Yeah, Marvel Legends or the DC figures that nobody buys.
Right.
I feel like they're probably going to drop in price because not a lot of G.I. Joe people looking for figures currently.
Do they have Destro?
Or like weird,
they do have
you know, yeah, but they're not G.I. Joe figures, you know? They're too nice.
Oh, it looks good. Yeah, G.I. Joe figures are shitty. I'd rather have a good one.
I would probably get a Snake Eyes just for Dash, because it's the same size. He has a whole bunch of Power Rangers figures that were $5 on clearance at GameStop at one point that are that same style, like it's that $20 figure.
Okay, Destro looks awesome. It comes with a Cobra suitcase and a sniper pistol.
Does it come with
a gold gun,
too. A Mars suitcase or a Cobra suitcase? This is important.
Cobra.
Mm. Okay.
What did you say? A what?
Mars.
Mars. Who? That's Destro's company.
Didn't you see the movie?
No. I watched the cartoon. Isn't this from the cartoon?
Didn't you see the movie?
No. I watch the TV show like a normal person.
Do they actually sell them on Amazon? Are they GameStop. Available?
GameStop has them.
Yeah,
this will be released on June 1st.
Yeah, I like a couple of the looks of the figures. Some of them, I'm not a big fan of the Roadblock that they made.
Yeah, I don't like that version of Roadblock.
Yeah.
Let me see.
When you put them all together in a group, they look cool, but I'm not going to buy $120 worth of figures or whatever it would be.
Yes, you are.
No. I'm gonna.
Snake Eyes is already sold out on Amazon. They're not accepting anymore.
Sure. There's two versions of Snake Eyes as well.
Oh, there
as
is?
As always. There's like a Chase variant of him as well.
What's the Chase? What's the difference?
I think he has some red accents and he's slightly different. I don't know.
This one has red accents that I'm looking at. Is this the Chase one then?
Maybe that might be the one that sold out then.
Shipwreck knows an awful lot about these for somebody who's not interested in buying them.
It's not that hard to keep up on G.I. Joe news.
There's not that much.
I'm not surprised. Why would I be surprised that Shipwreck knows what's going on with... I'd be more surprised if he didn't.
You know what I am getting? It's the Funko Pop of Shipwreck that's coming out. They're making a Shipwreck Funko Pop.
I mean, that also makes sense.
Yeah.
Can I Google that?
Mm-hmm. They're also making nano figures. I'm going to get those as well. The little metal cheap figures.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay,
yeah, they're making those, which those are cool because they're the 80s style characters.
Cool. Yeah. You're saying you don't want a Marvel Legends series Rock Python figure? Because that's only $9.87 on Amazon right now.
I don't know what's a Rock Python.
He was a lame super villain from the comic books, who I believe part of the Serpent Society, fought Captain America. He has a really ugly blue costume.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does he come with like somebody's leg?
Yes, he does. You know it.
I have like, so we've gotten some of those figures too, because like they go on clearance for $5 and like, it's like, oh yeah, I'll take this $5 Ant-Man. But yeah. then we're like stuck with like leftover like monster legs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this?
One of the best ones we ever found was a Batman Build-A-Figure series. This was years ago at this point, but they had all of them. So we actually got to build the Build-A-Figure. It was a very exciting day.
Yeah, we did the same thing with those Power Rangers figures. Like, we bought them all because they were $5 each, and they all made a Megazord figure. And then as I'm assembling it, I snap off one of the pieces.
Oh, no.
Right. So now he's got Gorilla Glue all along the back of him, and his leg doesn't bend.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I could pay $20 and get him another torso so I could connect all these legs and arms again. But I think this Gorilla Glue will do just fine.
Do you want to see what my DJ system looks like? Look.
Oh, you have it in hand.
Yep.
It's very retro looking.
I realize you're doing something visual now for the show. Let's get back to the keg bag.
It's very small and light, and you don't even need to plug it into anything. It just runs off of USB power off a laptop. It's cool. Crazy. Shanafan wrote it. Oh, we answered this question about Shipwreck's attic TV system. At Slickrate wants to know, what's the worst video game hot take you've heard recently or of all time?
Just this week, I saw a top-rated video game podcaster put out his list of the 100 greatest games of all time, and his number one greatest game was Breath of the Wild.
Who was it?
I forgot, but it was someone on my list, and I'm like, it's fine, but really, number one? Best game? 2 out of 3 people on this show are not fans of that game.
Well, that's his best game.
Yeah. No, I think he said, no, he did like a... like a whole thing, like calculation show. And I'm like, I don't know.
Wait, he did calculations on his best game?
I think so.
I would say like
the most recent thing. Anyone who says that's the best game of all time, I'm like, it's fine. And if you like it, I'm glad you like it. But stop.
Right. I would say I have a Nintendo-related one. People often think that Nintendo is different than the other video game companies. They care more about the customer, or they don't care about making money as much as Sony or Microsoft. I'd say that's a generally bad hot take that pops up often. Shipwreck, do you have one?
I don't know. I see them all the time, but then I just ignore them. So I don't commit any like memory to any of the bad hot takes.
Right. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm just firmly in the summer of Game Fest.
Summer of Jeff Keighley.
Yeah. Was there any summer this week?
No.
No, there was, I thought. Riot. Wasn't there Riot Games announced today? Something about Valorant or however you say it. Valorant? Does anybody know how to pronounce that?
Valorant? Like
the new hot thing. Yeah. We should know that.
Valorant.
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 Maybe? I don't know.
It's coming out June 2nd, I think they said.
That's nice.
Wombat, if you could master this game, I could see you really blowing up on Twitch.
I would have to. I'm not. I don't have the money for a PC that could play it. Let's see.
Listen.
I'm just saying, I don't.
I don't know what to say. What do you mean? I think that'll run on anything, probably. No. It's designed. It's not a graphics powerhouse.
It's
that game.
It's not playing on this.
What? What do you got over there?
I've got a freaking Dell Latitude.
That's what I got. I said, or Inspiron. Inspiron.
Yeah, yours is better. Yours is a lot better.
Well, I just got it. It's really good. From the 30 minutes that I use it, it seems really good. What else? Oh. We talked about being interested in my Minecraft dungeons. Fendozer wrote in and wanted to know if we're interested. It's like, that's up to four players too, right? Locally, you think? All right, I see Wombat's just scrolling on the internet now.
Sounds reasonable.
I can see in Wombat's glasses that he's looking at
it. I know it's at least two-player co-op.
Yeah.
Minecraft? Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited. Ty's really excited. He just like came off to me today, actually, and just turned around and said, Minecraft's coming next week. All right, let's remind listeners of our show that they can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/CAG. And that will be back next week, most likely, barring some unforeseen problems. Wombat, what's going on over there?
I'm waiting for you to wrap it up.
What do you got on deck?
This hell.
Hell?
Watch as I try to trap a rat in my backyard. If you like Looney Tunes cartoons, it'll probably be something like that.
Stream that on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
All right. Let's say goodbye, and we'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Amy Fisher's exclusive story is coming to video cassette.
It felt so good to be loved.
This is Amy's story in her own words.
He loves me. We have great sex. And he fixes my car.
With added footage too explicit for television, plus an exclusive jailhouse interview with Amy Fisher, Ed Marinaro, and Noelle Parker, Lethal Lolita, Amy Fisher, My Story, coming to home video.